Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha De Satanine. During the day today, here in America, we observed Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja ceremony.
Vyasa Puja.
Could you take the microphone and hold it so he doesn't have to do it? That one. And now it's your morning, 7 a.m., and you're just beginning to observe Vyasa Puja.
而在你们这一头呢，是一大早的时候，你们刚刚开始来庆祝Srila Prabhupada的Vyasa Puja.
So I thought we would do three things.
我想我们会做三点。
I'll read my Vyasa Puja offering, and then I'll narrate some Prabhupada pastime stories and instructions, and then we'll see if there's some discussion.
首先，我来阅读一下我献给Srila Prabhupada的Vyasa Puja导文，然后再讲述一些关于Srila Prabhupada的消时光故事和训示。
Now, Surabhi already has a copy of my Vyasa Puja offering and the whole Vyasa Puja book, so I was thinking just to read a paragraph at a time, and then she can translate a paragraph at a time. How does that sound, Surabhi?
Yes, Guru Maharaj. I already translated into Chinese.
Do I need to read it in English or you just read it in Chinese?
Yeah, it's better you read in English.
Okay. So paragraph at a time, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshunan Miditam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyacha Desatarine Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangam Loglagayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatadanam. My dear and most respected spiritual master and eternal father, please accept my most humble and respectful obeisances in the dust of your most merciful lotus feet. All glories to you, Srila Prabhupada.
我亲爱的最德高望重的灵性导师和永恒的父亲, 请接收我向您最仁慈的莲花足下的尘土，致以最卑微、最前进的顶拜，一切荣耀归于您，Srila Prabhupada。In
this age of abundant darkness, can anyone estimate how expansive and how vital is the role that your divine grace continues to play and manifests in the lives of sincere seekers of truth? Is there a limit?
在这个一望无际的黑暗年代里，有谁能估量出圣恩您多么广泛地继续展示在真诚寻求真理者的生命之中，并在他们的生命中扮演着多么重要的角色？
Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj provided all his followers with the Sri Vishva Vaishnava Raja Sabha, conventionally known as the Gaudiya Mission, you, as a recipient of immeasurable Kripa Shakti during your lifetime, manifested around the globe that very blueprint received from your Guru Maharaj, namely an actual worldwide spiritual organizational structure giving shape and life to the Bhagavata vision expressed by Narada Muni to Vyasa, the vision of a revolution in the impious lives of those captured by the distractions of this age of Kali.
Shri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj 为他所有的追随者们 提供了Shri Vishva Vaishnava Raja Sabha 传统上所称的Gaudiya使命团 您作为不可测度的 Krishna Shakti的接收者 倾其毕生 在全世界展示着 您从您的Guru Maharaj那里获得的宏伟蓝图 那就是一个名副其实的全球性的灵性组织，塑造Narada Muni传递给Vyasa的Bhagavata愿景，即在那些被这个卡利年代的纷争所俘获的人的生命中发起一场革命的愿景，并使其生机勃发。
After Vyasadeva received Narada Muni's order to refine the Bhagavata vision, which he had previously composed in a synopsis form, Vyasa compiled the current form of Srimad Bhagavatam according to that order.
在 Vyasadeva 得到 Narada 训示他完善他先前以概要的形式 撰写Bhagavata愿景的命令之后 Vyasa一言而行 编撰了目前的这部圣典薄伽瓦坛
Krishna himself in the mood of his own devotee appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with his followers continued carrying forward that precise vision. Yet it was you who factually manifested the vision within this entire world in an unprecedented fashion and within such a short period of time never before seen in the history of religion.
Krishna, 以他自身奉献者的心境协同他的追随者们前来显现为 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 继续推动那明确的愿景。然而，正是您以史无前例的方式，并在如此短的时间内，实际的将这愿景展示在整个世界里。这在宗教历史上是见所未见的。
I would like to cite three profound examples of this profound mercy, which continues to impact the world today. Your Bhaktivedanta purports, the Vrindavan temple, and currently in your having given such prominence to the development of the temple of Vedic Planetarium.
关于这至今仍在继续影响着当今世界的深邃仁慈 我想讲述这三个深刻的例子。您的Bhaktivedanta要旨, Vrindavan神庙, 和如今仍按照您所强调的正在建造成型的伟达天文馆神庙。You
wrote to a disciple on 18th November 1972, quote, "These books and magazines are our most important propaganda weapons to defeat the ignorance of Maya's army. And the more we produce such literature and sell them profusely all over the world, the more we shall deliver the world from the suicide course.
您在1972年12月18日 给一位门徒的回信中写道，这些书籍和杂志都是我们用来击败玛雅的愚昧大军最重要的宣传武器。这些文献我们生产的越多，并在全世界派发的越多，我们就会越来越多的人从自杀的进程中拯救出来。
In Vrindavan, streams of pilgrims come to the Holy Dham from all over the world. Daily, these international spiritual seekers pour through the Krishna Balaram temple, receiving the holy name and the mercy of the deities you personally installed at great sacrifice.
在 Vrindavan, 来自世界各地的朝圣者络绎不绝地抵达圣地。 每天，这些来自五湖四海的灵性探索者涌流到 Krishna Balarama 神庙，去接受圣名，去接受您经过巨大牺牲亲自设立的神像的仁慈。Recent
developments in Mayapur regarding the near completion of some portions of the TOVP are yet another display of your current influence in spiritualizing the entire world. Ambarish Prabhu shared with me that he had no expectation that this project would have moved so swiftly to its present stage of development. This is all due to your empowerment, your imparting Shakti to many of your sincere followers to carry out your mission.
在玛雅普近来的发展中 TOVP 的一部分即将竣工。这也是您如今影响整个世界使其灵性化的另一个展示。Ambarish Prabhu 曾跟我分享说，他没有想到这项工程会如此迅速地进展到目前的阶段。这一切
Recalling all these achievements, I find myself asking another question, in addition to the one raised at the beginning of this offering. How many souls are actually searching for the truth? Out of those who may be capable of attaining siddhi or perfection, the Bhagavad Gita teaches that very few truly are even interested or capable of approaching the personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that this age of Kali is so bad that the rare sincere seeker is commonly misled. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote an entire book explicitly dedicated to guiding those who are searching for truth. Faithfully, following in his footsteps, you most liberally gave the entire world the same wisdom and more, the opportunity to receive the fullness of Krishna's mercy through his most rare devotional service, leading to Vrajaprem, and all that is included.
回顾所有这些成就时，我情不自禁地在询问，除了这篇导文一开始提到的一个问题之外的另一个问题：有多少灵魂在实际地寻求真理呢？ 薄伽梵歌教导我们，在那些可能有能力到达CD或完美的人中， 只有寥寥无几的人真的甚至于或能够接近人格守神。圣典博加瓦坦阐明，这个卡利年代糟糕透顶，唯有少数真诚的探索者 不像普通大众那样受到误导。Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 写了一整部书，旨在明确地致力于指导那些寻求真理的人。您满怀信心地追随他的步伐，最慷慨地给了整个世界同样的智慧，甚至更多。通过为 Krishna 从事那引人到达 Braja Prema 境界的最罕有的包罗万象的奉爱服务，去获得 Krishna 的全部仁慈的机会。
With profound awe, I express my deepest gratitude for having been one such soul whose fortune of life was to come in contact with you and receive the seed of Braja Bhakti.
我怀着深深的敬意，表达我最深切的感激，感恩您让这颗灵魂幸运地接触到您，从而得到 Braja Bhakti 的种子。
That you successfully gave this most valuable gift to the entire world proves that you are empowered with Krishna Shakti, which you combined with your indomitable determination. Was there opposition? Were there obstacles, setbacks, challenges? Forces of Kali of so many varieties presented themselves before you, which you had to contend with. Despite your being Krishna's empowered and protected instrument, dedicated exclusively to manifesting the unadulterated form of the Bhagavad vision within this world. Did that deter your determination? Not in the slightest.
您成功地把这最宝贵的礼物给予全世界，这正是您被赋予了 Krishna Shakti 和您不屈不挠的巨大决心的见证。有人反对过吗？有过阻碍吗？经历过挫折吗？面临过巨大的挑战吗？虽然您身为 Krishna 的授权代表和受保护的工具，一心一意地献身于以一种至纯至粹的形式向世人呈现 Bhagavata 愿景，但您不得不与展示在您面前的各种卡利力量相拼搏，这阻挡过您的决心吗？丝毫没有。
Most of us who are striving to assist you in furthering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission are far less than perfect. We make mistakes. Our determination does not come close to matching yours. Yet, despite all our shortcomings, unflinchingly our faith rests in you and the most munificent Lord Chaitanya whom you are serving.
我们正在努力协助您深入发展 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的使命。当我们大多数人远未到达完美的境界，我们犯下错误，我们的决心比不上您所具有的决心。然而，尽管我们有所有这些不足，但我们坚定不移地将信心寄托在您身上，寄托在您所服务的最慷慨仁慈的主 Chaitanya 的身上。
Kindly accept me despite my error-filled attempts to assist and serve you favorably. Pleasing you is my life and soul, the real meaning and the value of my life.
请仁慈地接受我，虽然我在协助您并顺意地服务您的各种努力中错误百出，取悦您是我的生命与灵魂，取悦您是我生命的真正意义与珍宝。
I am at your feet, begging for your continued mercy. Please keep me forever and ever engaged in your service. Your humble servant, Romapada Swami.
在您的足下，我祈求您继续施予我仁慈，请让我永远永远地服务于您，您卑微的仆人 Romapada Swami。
So during the day, likely in your own gatherings, you'll have your opportunity to express your own offerings to Prabhupada.
那么在你们白天的时候，你们肯定也会同样的向须菩萨德去敬献你们各自献上的祷文。
I think the next thing that would be nice to do is just to describe some of the teachings and some stories of Prabhupada that everybody likes to hear.
我想呢，下一步就是来去讲述去了帕帕德的一些消时光和故事，你们大家都非常热衷于去聆听的。
In the final days of Srila Prabhupada's life,
在 Srila Prabhupada 的最后的日子当中，
the arrangement for letters to Prabhupada to be answered was that the letters would be read to Prabhupada, he would explain how to answer the letter to his secretary, and his secretary would send the reply.
在释迦帕帕德的最后的日子当中，释迦帕帕有他的奉献者和追随者写给释迦帕帕德的信件，释迦帕帕德向他的这些贴身的秘书仆人们解释如何去一一的回复这些信件，并且通过他们去回复这些信件。
One of those letters was in 1977 in Vrindavan, July.
其中有一封回信呢，是在1977年7月在 Vrindavan 回复的。
You can think that this was maybe 5 months, 4 to 5 months before Srila Prabhupada left this world. That's the historical context.
可以说这是那个时候是一个历史意义具有历史意义的一个背景，离他隐迹的日子大概是五个月之前。
There was a devotee in Australia named Prana Das. He's still very active in ISKCON today.
当时有一位门徒叫 Prana Das，至今仍然活跃在 ISKCON 当中从事的服务。
Prana had written to Srila Prabhupada with permission to take the transcribed lectures and room conversations and morning walks, put it in some organized fashion and make publications available to the devotee public.
Prana 他写信询问施乐帕帕征得他的允许，去将施乐帕帕德的信件、室内的谈话还有清晨的对话全都记录成文字的形式，并且予以以恰当的方式予以出版，去提供给奉献者阅读。
For that period of time, for that month, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was Prabhupada's secretary and he wrote the letter back.
在那个月的时候，就 那段时间期间 Tamal Krishna Goswami 是释迦帕帕德的秘书，是由他执笔来回复了这封回信。
The essence of Prabhupada's reply was why do that?
是通过 Tamal Krishna Goswami 释迦帕帕德回复了这封信。释迦帕帕德在信中 回复的精髓部分是为什么去这样做，提供这些。
He considered it a distraction or an endeavor that wasn't really necessary. Prabhupada considered, I'll just read. My books are sufficient.
这个帕帕德这样回答道，我的书籍足够了。
Let all my disciples read my books.
让我所有的门徒们阅读我的书籍。
Your suggestion is an overburden. It will mean too many readings.
你的这个提议吧，是负担过重。
Let them read.
太多东西要去阅读。
Let them read whatever is there and digest it.
无论现在有什么样的书籍，让他们去阅读这些书籍，并且消化掉。
Everything I have wanted to say, I have said in my books.
我想要说的一切全都在我的书中了。
This suggestion of yours will only be superfluous.
你的这种提议是这种比较表面的、肤浅的。
Tell him to concentrate on reading my books.
告诉他去完全的专注去阅读我的书籍。
Not on studying such transcriptions.
不要去研究这些转换成文字，把这些信件都转化成文字，在这件事情上。
Does he think he will find something else in these transcriptions that are not in my books? Does he think he will find something else in these transcriptions that are not in my books?
难道他想要在我的书籍以外的难道他想要去找到不存在于我书籍当中的那些文字吗？文字记录吗？
And then Tamal Krishnamurti gives his own remarks.
然后 Tamal Krishna Goswami 签了名。
He said, you've been blessed by Prabhupada to get a very clear and explicit instruction.
他说到了，你得到了舒帕帕德非常非常清楚明了的训示。
Actually, you should know that Prabhupada's books are better than his speeches.
你要知道，施特帕帕德的书籍比这些演讲要好得多。
This is because he concentrates tremendously and chooses each word when he writes these books.
因为当施特帕帕德写专注这些书籍的时候，他如此的专注，呕心沥血，在每一个词的用，在每一个词的用法上都倾注了自己的专注。
This is not my opinion, but he himself said this to me.
这不是我的意见，这是施特帕帕德告诉我的。
We who are accustomed to hearing Prabhupada speak in English or again read transcriptions of things that he spoke in classes or morning walks or room conversations, he often said, please read my books.
我们经常在聆听施特帕帕德的讲课当中，施特帕帕德的室内对话和施特帕帕德的清晨的散步当中，还有施特帕帕德的所有这些讲述的文字记载当中，都可以聆听到施特帕帕德经常说，请阅读我的书籍。
And since his books are the strongest authority, we can see what he writes in his books about reading his books.
所以我们想一想，他的书籍是最有力量、最具权威的， 就能够想到释勒帕帕德在书籍当中所证住的一切。
In Chinese, you have First Canto Srimad Bhagavatam available.
在中国，我们有《圣典薄伽瓦坛》第一篇，已经翻译成中文。
So later you can go look Canto 1, Chapter 2, Text 12, and find in writing Srila Prabhupada saying the same thing.
那么在课后你们可以去看一看《圣典薄伽瓦坛》第一篇第二章第
12.
Yeah. 那么你们课后可以去阅读《圣典薄伽瓦坛》第一篇第二章第十二师节。在这个师节的当中，释勒帕帕德讲述了相同的内容。
In the final paragraph, he speaks of the sincere devotee. So that's what we're trying to become, is sincere devotees.
释勒帕帕德在这个最后一句话当中说到了真诚的奉献者，我们努力的成为真诚的奉献者。
And he recommends carefully studying and hearing the messages of the Vedas provided by him.
并且他忠告我们每一个人都应该认真的去研习他的经，研习他的著作，他的书籍，去研习他的这个维丹塔要旨。
Without hearing and following the instructions of these devotional literatures, the show of devotional service becomes worthless, and therefore a sort of disturbance on the path of devotional service.
如果不聆听、不追随经典中的教导，表演性的做奉爱服务是毫无价值的，并且成为奉爱道路上的一种打扰。
There's more, but the message I want to share is in Prabhupada's books, as well as in other sources, he wants us to read his books.
那么要说的有很多，我在此强调的是，释勒帕帕帕德一再的去强调阅读他的书籍和其他的这个书籍。
The goal,
阅读他的，专注的去阅读他的书籍。
The goal that he wanted to provide us with is very high.
他给我们提供的生命的目标是非常崇高的。
And we're not very high, we're very low.
我们没有那么崇高，我们是处在低的层面上。
And he knew that.We're not very high, we're very low. He knew his audience.
他知道这些读者听众处在什么样的界当中，不是那么崇高，我们不是那么崇高，我们处在这种低微的境界当中。
But he had great faith in the process of hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, the holy name, through spiritual sound vibration,It's very powerful, and that's where his faith went.
但是释勒帕帕帕德他对像薄伽梵歌、圣典薄伽瓦坛这样超然的音证充满了信心。
And it was very effective.
而且去聆听这些超然的音证是非常的有效的，有效的。
We're not...The best of students. We're a little rough and ragged. And at one point, Prabhupada abruptly stopped, pointed his cane at a crack in the sidewalk, and said, "What is this?"
然后有一次，释勒帕帕德举着他的拐杖杵在地上，说道，这是什么？
And somebody bravely spoke up and said, Prabhupada, that's a blade of grass growing in the crack in the sidewalk.
然后有这个归随者当中有一个人非常勇敢地回答道，说啪啪的，这就是长在路边的一棵草啊。
And Prabhupada looked around and said, how did it get here?
然后说啪啪的说，他是怎么来到这里的呢？
And another devotee braved a scientific answer and said,There was a spore from another plant, and the wind carried that spore from the plant, and it fell in the crack in the sidewalk, and it grew. That's how it got there.
然后呢，有一位奉献者就给出了一个非常科学性的一个回答，说到了，因为这个种子吧，在风的吹拂之下，然后呢就吹到了这个地缝当中，于是呢他就吹到了这个路边的地缝里，然后他就长了出来。
And Prabhupada said, this is a fallen demigod who came down from the heavens through rain.
释迦帕帕德说道，这是天堂星球上的半神人们，他们以雨水的形式来到降落到地面上。
And he looked at everybody.
然后他看着每一个人。
And we were going like, wow. Where did that come from?
然后我们大家都惊讶不已，哇，那是怎么来的呢？
But if you read carefully in Bhagavad Gita chapter 8, text number 3, you'll find a particular kind of sacrifice performed according to the Chandogya Upanishad that results in living entities going to the heavenly planets. After expiring the benefits from that sacrifice they performed, they come down in the form of rain, become grain, then they're eaten by an animal, and the animal, the grass is eaten by a human,And then the human implants the seed of that living entity into the womb of the mother, and they take another human birth.
那么，如果我们好好的仔细，释迦帕德在《圣典不加梵歌》第八章第三十节的要旨里面描述了这个伟达祭祀的程序，就是在祭坛上通过做五种的贡品，然后通过这五种的做这种五种的供品，一个人逐渐的被提升到做这样的仪式，一个人逐渐的被提升到天堂星球，然后在天堂星球上，过了一段时间，停留一段时间之后，从天堂星球上以雨水的形式降临到地球，降到地面上。然后进入到五谷当中，雨水进入到五谷当中，五谷被男人吃下，转化成精液，然后男人将精液注入到女人的体内。
Prabhupada didn't explain the Chandogya Upanishad reference at that time. He was just helping us understand we should be very humble.And not think we know too many things because of modern science.
释迦帕帕德那个时候并没有具体的讲到 Chandogya Upanishad 当中的讲述，而是他通过这样的讲述，让我们知道保持一种谦卑的心态，不要因为现代的科学而骄傲。
Later, after more carefully.Studying Prabhupada's books, I came to understand why Prabhupada said what he said that morning on the morning walk.
后来，当我研习了释迦帕帕德的书籍之后，读到了这一段，我才明白释迦帕帕德在那一天清晨散步为什么会那么说。
And then we continued on that same morning walk, heading for a park.
然后我们在公园里继续我们的清晨散步。
And the park that we went to is called Battery Park. It's a ledge, a park built on cement that overhangs an expressway beneath the park.Should I say it again?
Yes.
The park itself is just a cement structure that hangs over an expressway or a highway underneath.
Oh, 那么这个公园呢，它是这个钢筋混凝土啊这样建筑的，然后刚好下面是这个高速公路。
And the scene, when you look out, is the Hudson River, and on the other side of the Hudson River is the Manhattan skyline, the big, big, big skyscraper buildings on the southern part of Manhattan.
嗯，然后如果你从这个公园四周望去的话，两边都是河水环绕着。然后还有这种能够看到林立的高楼大厦尽收眼底。
And then Prabhupada stopped again suddenly.
然后释迦牟尼又突然停了下来。
And he put his cane on the pavement, like making an exclamation point along with his statement.
然后呢，他就准备去来进行一段这个发言。
And with a wave of his cane, he dismissed the entire city of Manhattan. He waved his cane and simply dismissed the entire city of Manhattan.
哦，然后他就拿晃动着他的这个拐杖去。Yeah, Mandy Wookie, could you help me?
Sure.
I
He picked his cane up, pointed towards Manhattan, and waved his cane as if to just dismiss the existence of the entire city.
Oh, yeah. 然后他挥舞着他手中的拐杖，指向这个整个曼哈顿城座，城市，去这个。去向这个就是 dismiss 去蔑视他们
上了整座城市
啊那你们可以
I typed it
好意思 I'm sorry being heard
Should I say it againShould I say it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, 去驱赞 Yeah. Yeah. Gumahaj, Nandimukhi, help me.
Okay.
他挥舞着手中的拐杖，然后去驱散这整个城市的整个城市的存在。
Prabhupada said, the whole city is built on sex desire.
释迦牟尼就说到了，整个城市是建立在性欲之上的。
The dogs are sleeping in the street, and the man is sleeping on the top floor of the skyscraper building, thinking, "I am advanced."
那些睡在街上的那些狗们，那些睡在这个高楼大厦的上面的这些人类们，他们自认为自己是进步的。
They're doing the same thing the dogs are doing based on sex desire. It's all worthless. And just looked at us and walked on.
他们只是在城他们像这个猫跟猫狗一样的从事着这种性纵情于性生活当中这些毫无价值的事情当中却在那里洋洋得意看我的所作所为。
From reading Srila Prabhupada's books more carefully, we also came to understand the modes of nature, and cities are resting upon passion, or they're places of passion.
当我们去仔细地去阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍的时候，我们就能够了解到整个世界完全被物质占三属性所捆缚着。到处都充盈着这种物质三属性的影响。
But he wasn't just quoting a verse from Bhagavad Gita, he was helping us understand the power and the potency of those messages of Bhagavad Gita and how to be detached from the modes of nature.
他并没有直接的引述《博伽梵歌》里面的诗节，或，但是呢，他让我们从中了解到《博伽梵歌》的讯息是多么的强大有力，能够帮助我们从物质沾三属性的束缚当中超脱出来。
Here's another Prabhupada story in relation to a duck and in relation to a lion.
这里是的帕帕还有一段是关于是的帕帕的故事是跟狗和狮子有关的。
Another morning in New York, we went to a different park, and it was very large and spacious park, and one part of the park had a pond.
那么有一天早上呢，我们在纽约去到了另一个非常空旷的一个公园，那里有一个池塘。
When we were walking along the pathway and over to the side, the pond appeared. Prabhupada went straight off the path to the pond and stopped at the edge of the pond.
然后当我们走在人行道上，然后看到两边的时候，是的，帕帕德径直走到了池塘边，并在池塘边停了下来。
And as we came to the edge of the pond, the ducks came swimming quickly over to where we were.
Oh, ducks.
Ducks. Quack, quack.
Oh, 刚才我说错了啊，是那个鸭子。当我们刚一走到池塘边上的时候，这个池塘里的这些鸭子就迅速地向我们游了过来。
And Prabhupada looked around and said, does anyone have some prasadam we can give to the ducks?
然后释迦牟尼佛就看了看我们，说到有谁带了 prasadam 喂给这些鸭子。
And somebody had some chapati in their bag, and so they started tossing pieces of the chapati to the ducks.
有一个人呢，他正好兜里塞着这个装了 prasadam chapati， 然后他们就把这个 chapati 就把它撕碎了喂给鸭子吃。
And it was lots of laughter and very nice. And then we started walking away from the pond.
然后我们在一片欢笑声当中呢，向前就离开了池塘，继续往前走。
And Prabhupada stopped.
接下来是啪啪的又停了下来。
And said, what lesson did we learn this morning?
今天早上大家学习到了什么样的教诲啊，教导啊。
And everybody looked at each other and didn't know what to say.
然后每个人都面面相觑，不知道该说什么好。
And Prabhupada said, the lesson is, the duck that quacks the loudest gets the bread.
那么是啪啪的说的，叫的最欢的那个鸭子，叫的声音最大的那个鸭子就有吃的。
Now he didn't elaborate, but he didn't have to.
那么他没有对此呢进行详细的阐述。
Do you want Krishna's mercy?
但是呢，他已经表明了这个其中的意思。你们想要得到 Krishna 的仁慈吗？
Now you know what to do, right?
现在知道怎么做了是吧？
Then another time, I wasn't there for this experience, but I heard it directly from someone who was.
还有一次，虽然我并没有亲身体验到，但是呢，我是从另外一个奉献者那里听到的。
Prabhupada was visiting our temple, newly started temple in Bhubaneswar.
那是个帕帕德那个时候造访了在布班尼什瓦刚刚建成的神庙。
Now in China you may not know where Bhubaneswar is, but you know where Jagannath Puri is.
可能在中国知道布班尼什瓦的奉献者也许不多，但是呢大家都知道 Jagannath Puri.
And Bhubaneswar is just north of Jagannath Puri. It's a big city.
布 Bhubaneswar 是一座大城市，就在加拿大 Puri 的北边。
And the temple was in the process of being established. Prabhupada visited there to encourage the devotees.
当时希勒帕帕德去的时候，正是在建造的过程当中，希勒帕帕德去到那里去激励那里的奉献者。
So one morning, it was decided to take the morning walk to the public zoo in Bhubaneswar.
有一天早上，希勒帕帕德准备到 Bhubaneswar 的一家这个动物园里去散步。
And after walking through the whole zoo and getting back to the car to go back to the temple, Prabhupada stopped.
在他就是走了这个在这个动物园里散步了一圈之后，就回到车上，正准备上车的时候，他停了下来。
And he asked the same question. What lesson did we learn today?
然后他又问了同样一个问题，今天从中学到什么了？
And everybody looked at each other and didn't know what to say.
每个人还是面面相觑，不知道说啥好。
And then Prabhupada said, intelligence is stronger than physical might.
然后释迦牟尼佛说的，智性比躯体的力量要强大得多。
The lion is the king of the jungle, and intelligence has captured the lion and put him behind bars.
那么虽然雄狮是丛林之王，但是呢，这个智慧或者是智性能够捉住这个狮子，把它投到笼子里去。
Then here's another morning walk story with Prabhupada and dogs.
那么还有另外一个清晨关于舍帕帕的清晨散步的故事跟狗有关。
When there was a Hare Krishna temple in the city of Manhattan, sometimes they would go for walks in the parks in Manhattan.
那么有的在这个曼哈顿这座城市的神庙的时候，释迦帕帕德会到曼哈顿的街上去散步。
And at that time of the morning, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m.,There's not a lot of people up and about, but the very successful business people, they're up and about.
那么在早上六到七点的时候，街上的人并不多，但是，那么如果你想要见到曼哈顿城里的非常有名望的这些名望人士的话，要见到他们是非常困难的，你通过自己的力量见到他们是非常困难的。
But if you approach the dog of the big man and pat the head of the dog of the big man and scratch under the chin of the dog of the big man, you can say anything to the big man, but you've made a friend.
但是呢，如果你接近这样一个很富有、很名望的一个人的他身边的养的这个小宠物狗，这个狗宠物狗，并且拍拍他这个狗的头，挠挠这个狗的脖子，你就能够跟这个狗的主人什么都就能交朋友，无话不说。
Similarly, if we want to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you may not have the credential.
那么同样的，如果你想要去接近至尊人格守神的话，通过自己去接近至尊跟守神的话是很难的。
But if you can become the object of affection of the representative of Krishna, then you have captured Krishna's attention.
但是如果你获得了至尊人格守神的心爱的奉献者的这种恩赐或者是宠爱，那么就能够引起 Krishna 对你的注意。
Right now, I'm in Chicago.
我现在正在芝加哥。
And we heard one devotee who is here in Chicago when Prabhupada visited Chicago two times. One for the Rath Yatra, the first Rath Yatra, and then another time he stayed for 10 days when the Radha Damodar parties came here.
那么在芝加哥的一位奉献者呢跟我们分享到施乐帕帕德曾经来芝加哥来访两次，一次呢是 Radha Yatra 在芝加哥第一次举行 Radha Yatra 盘车节的时候他来访过，第二次是当达姆达尔车队来到芝加哥的时候在那里逗留了10天施乐帕帕德来访过。
In one of those visits, it's described in Vishakha Devi Dasi's book, which I referred Surabhi to. She may try to read it amongst her reading group, where Vishakha describes that visit to Chicago.
那么在这两次的来访当中的一次在这个 Vishakha Mataji 他的著作当中描写了施乐帕帕德曾经来访对这个曾经到芝加哥的来访
这
是我曾经借于 Surabhi 的一本书在这个群里面在他的那个群里面读的一本书
The temple president made this gigantic huge brightly colored Vyasa sun that filled up half the room. It was gigantic seat.
那么那个时候呢这个庙长看到了那里有这个非常精致的镀了金的Vyasa Puja book.
The seat was brightly colored and really, really big. Half as big as the room.
Oh, 然后呢这个庙长呢他们在这个屋子里给施乐帕帕德做了一个巨大的豪华的颜色非常的醒目的一个 Vyasa 座几乎填了这个房子的半边。
The president also arranged for some people from the news media to come and interview Prabhupada and they came together.
而且呢当时芝加哥的这个庙长也邀请了当地的新闻记者来采访施乐帕帕德。
And rather than sitting on the big seat, when they came, Prabhupada sat on a little cushion to the side of the big seat.
但是施乐帕帕德并没有坐在这非常精致高大的 Vyasa 座上而是坐在了 Vyasa 座旁边的一个垫子上一个小垫子上
And they started asking some very aggressive even offensive and envious questions
那么这些记者呢他们就开始询问施乐帕帕德一些带有冒犯性的就是掺杂的这种有着这种嫉妒情绪的甚至是一种侵略性的一种问题一些问题
Apparently at that time there were some bogus gurus who were flashing their opulence and taking advantage of their followers
因为在那段时间在那个时期有很多的假的咕噜 Boga 咕噜他们呢就是为了他们追求这个大众的崇拜是所以他们利用这些假的咕噜们利用他们的这些追随者
So they started asking him questions about do you have a fancy car and do you have more than one car and You know, questions like that. And Prabhupada said, oh, I have 10 cars.
嗯。How many?
Prabhupada's answer was, I have 10 cars.
Yeah. 然后这些记者们就问施乐帕帕德你有没有这些豪华轿车等等啊。然后施乐帕帕说有啊我有10辆轿车豪华轿车。
Then he asked the devotee, how many Sankirtan vans do we have? And he said, yes.10 vans. I have 10 vans. It was the temple's Sankirtan vehicles.
然后施乐帕帕德就问在场的奉献者们说我们有多少个这个派发的 这个流动的这个大车，大车哈，大旅行车，去了啪啪啪。然后后面就说我们有十辆这样的大旅行车，啪啪说我还有十辆大旅行车。
And there were other questions like that.
然后这些记者们问了类似的一些问题。
And then Prabhupada politely explained, the disciple is to regard the guru not as God, but appreciated and respected on the level of God, and that's why there is this big seat over here, but because you're envious, I'm sitting down on the floor like you.
然后释迦帕帕德他非常他就是很礼貌地指出来了门徒应门徒不是把灵性导师啊去认为灵性导师是神，而是应该像神一样的去崇敬、敬重、崇拜灵性导师。然后释迦帕帕德说到了：“我之所以没有坐在旁边的这个高大的座位上，是因为你们嫉妒，所以我坐在了旁边的小座位上。”
Sirabhi, you can share that little passage.That I shared with you, with them, where it described this big seat, big colored, fancy colored, gigantic seat. You have that text from Vishakha's book that I sent it to you?
Yeah.
I'll send it to you again, and you can share it with them.
There's also
a YouTube video that includes...that particular visit to Chicago and the reporters aggressively asking him questions, which only those that are English speaking will understand. But it happened right here in this city.
嗯，那么郭曼哈吉刚才说到了，他会把相关的，就是 Visakha Mataji 在他的书中关于这段描述的相关的内容会发给我，然后跟大家分享。那么在 YouTube 上也有关于这一段的这个现场那些记者们采访施德帕帕德的这一段，那些记者们向施德帕帕德是问了这样的一些有侵略性的这样的一些问题。
So we're
当然是英文呈现的哈。
I just looked at my watch and we've gone over an hour already.
我们现在已经有一个多小时了哈，我看了看钟，已经过了一个多小时了。
So I think I'm going to stop here and see if there's some discussion from the persons who are online or want to send in a chat message or however it works.
嗯，我想呢，我今天就讲到这里，然后再看一看，在这个空格旁边有谁提问。来回答大家的提问。Jambavati, 顶拜 Gurudev, 问题一，请 Gurudev 解释真诚奉献者的含义。问题二，如何理解我们和灵性导师的关系是建立在灵性，如何来理解我们和灵性导师的关系是建立在灵性之上，灵性导师之上的。第三个问题，您教导我们阅读施德帕帕德的书籍是非常重要的，但还听说我们的运动不是培养学者，是培养奉献者，请咕噜予以解释。Yeah. Nandi Murti. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, please. So, Jambavati Devidasi said, obeisances to Gurudeva. First question is, Gurudev, please explain the meaning of a sincere devotee.
The meaning of a sincere devotee? That's the question? That's the question?
What is the question? Yes.
We have three questions.
Meaning of a sincere devotee. That's what she wants to know?
Yeah, this is the first question she wants to know.
What does it mean to be a sincere devotee? That's the question.
What's the meaning of a sincere devotee? To be a sincere devotee. Yeah.
The word in the English dictionary, the word sincere comes from a Latin word called scire, which has to do with marble that has no lines in it.
Marble.
There's marble that's completely white, and there's marble that has lines in it, and then scire is defining marble that has no lines in it.
Yes, yes, go ahead. 那么真诚这个词是取自拉丁文当中的一个词。拉丁文当中的这个词的意思是毫无任何痕迹或者是瑕疵的大理石。是这样的 ,Melody。
Sincere means being like white marble, or being like marble that there isn't anything of any other purpose or mission than the one thing. That is, I sincerely want, it's a from the heart feeling or affection, I want to come to the position where there's nothing else in my life but one thing. That's sincere.
而这个真诚呢，就意味着像洁白无瑕的大理石那样，内心由衷的充满爱的，内心只有始终只有一个愿望，没有其他的，在这个旅行的使命当中毫无私心杂念，没有任何其他的动机，只有唯一的一个愿望。
Having the aspiration to come to that position is also sincere.
所以努力的去到达这样的层面也是一种真诚。Yes, Gunaj, you finish answering the first question.
Next question.
Yeah. The second one, Mandimuki.
Second question.How to understand that our relationship with the spiritual master is based on the spiritual master?
It's based on the spiritual master? Based upon? Based upon. That's the statement, Nandimokhi? Based upon?
Yes.
The relationship is based upon the person. I don't understand the question, because how do you have a relationship unless there's a person?
So Gunaj, maybe we ask Jamarati to clarify this point.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Next, third
question. Jamarati, 请你把第二个问题再重新打一下好吗？再重新说明一下。
The third question is, you taught us that it is very important to read Srila Prabhupada's books,But I also heard that our movement is not to train scholars, but to train devotees. Guru, please explain this.
Sure. When we read Prabhupada's books, we're not attempting to become scholars or gyanis or fill up our information basket with more information. Go ahead.
Yes. 当我们阅读学派派的书籍的时候，我们不是为了努力成为一名学者，一名Gyani思辨，一名思辨者，或者是不是为了在我们的这个信息盒子里塞进更多的哲学的信息。
Our reading of Prabhupada's books is to nourish bhakti.
我们阅读Srila Prabhupada书籍的目的是为了滋养我们的分爱。
The purpose of the sound that may be recorded or transcribed in a form of a book, it's sound that nourishes bhakti, that's our interest.
可能这个书籍是以音证的形式，它的讲课的形式呈现出来，可能是以这个文字 啊，以书籍的形式呈现出来，我们通过这样的印证去努力去滋养我们的心中的分爱。
And to train devotees, their hearts have to become pure and they have to know who Krishna is, because otherwise, how are you going to train devotees?
而且去培养奉献者，首先要去净化我们的内心，要知道 Krishna 到底是谁，就是培训者应该净化内心，去知道 Krishna 是谁。如此，要不然的话，我们如何去培养奉献者？
I don't live in China, I only visit China.
我并不生活在中国，我来访过中国。
My experience from visiting China is that people that don't read Prabhupada's books, even devotees that don't read Prabhupada's books are easily swayed by the latest fad and fashion of some idea or some group,or some teacher, or something, because they're not grounded in scripture. They're blown like a ship on the wind.
那么我发现那些没有阅读舍帕帕德的书籍的人，甚至是奉献者，那些没有阅读舍帕帕德的奉献者，他们摇摆不定，很容易受到其他的群体的思想，其他人的思想的影响。他们就像是这个被船只被风吹走的船只一样摇摆不定。
I think that addresses your, there's much more that can be said, but I think that addresses your question.
有很多关于这一点有很多可以说的，我想我回答了你的提问。
Now I'm looking at the screen and I see an English translation of Rajendra's question.It's a Googled translation of Rajendra's question. I can just read it.
But Google has, sometimes the Google translation is not...
Okay, so as followers of Srila Prabhupada, we know that Srila Prabhupada is the one who prophesied by Bhaktivedanta Thakur, who spread Krishna consciousnessor to spread Krishna consciousness to the whole world.
Yeah, this part is okay.
My friend asked me, you said that any argument needs support from scriptures. Which scripture says Prabhupada is the one who spread Krishna consciousness all over the world? Just tell me the name of that scripture. The words...of the saint, the prophecy, etc. I was speechless and defeated. Please answer, my friend. So,
yes, go ahead.
Okay, not bad,
not bad.
It makes it simpler.
Yes.
Okay, so you all can read it in Chinese and I just read it in English. Yes, they can read it in Chinese.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe...I
Do you have to read it out loud or they can see it?
I it's better to read it out.
Please, you read it in Chinese.
Yes, thank you. 感谢 Maharaj 的激励讲课和给圣恩的 Vyasa Puja 祷文。作为圣恩的追随者，我们知道圣恩是 Bhakti Vinod Thakur 预言的那位，把 Krishna 知觉传播到全世界的那位人。我的朋友提问说，你说过任何论据需要来自经典的支持，哪部经典说把 Krishna 知觉传遍全世界的是舍帕帕德呢？只是告诉我经典的名字吧，圣人的话语和预言也来自经典吧。我哑口无言，被击败了，请您仁慈地回答我的这位朋友吧。 Hare Krishna. Yes, go ahead, please.
I would have to go look in my computer because my computer's memory is much better than mine. But my computer memory will tell me the scriptural reference that speaks about the Senapati Guru that would come from the spiritual world and give the teachings of devotion to the rest of the world. So there's some scriptural reference that I'll find and send to you, and you can send to Rajendra and everybody else.
Yes, Brunhead. 那么我呢必须要去求助于我的电脑哈，我电脑的记忆比我的记忆要好得多。我的电脑的记忆里面存啊记载着这个有个经典里面说到了Bhaktas 那个主禅多放爱的大将军啊，是他从灵性世界来到这个世界上，将这个 Krishna 知觉传播到全世界，有这样的记载。那么我会把这一段记载呢传给 Surabhi， 然后 Surabhi 会分享给 Rajendra 还有其他人。
The phrase is Sena Pati Guru. Sena means leader.
Sena 的意思是领袖。
Pati means father.
Pati 的意思是 Pati 的意思是父亲。
And a leading person from the spiritual world would be sent to spread the teachings around the world.
那么这个灵性世界当中的一位领袖人物会被从灵性世界派到这个世界上来，将这个超然的信息传播到全世界。
Okay. Huh? You found it? Look at this. There's three people in the room with me, or two people in the room with me, and they found the reference. Can you post it up? In the chat section?
在我的房间里还有另外两位奉献，他们找到了这个经典的出处，他们可以把这个经典的出处贴到空格里哈，这个聊天室里。
So it's coming within 60 seconds to your chat box.
很快，几秒钟，几秒钟之内就能够发到这个聊天室里了。
Next question, Surabhi?
Yes, Maharaj. 下一个问题，下一个问题是 Jamuna Priya。顶拜 Maharaj， 您对圣恩强烈的奉爱之情值得我们永恒的追随。圣帕帕德曾经说，不可能只有在愚人的字典里，不可能只有在愚人的字典里才存在。我想请教的是，当我们去做某些看起来不可能的服务时，就会被赋予灵性力量去完成，对吗？我想了解这一灵性授权是如何实际发生作用的呢？我们如何智慧地区分那些服务，哪些服务是付出努力，可以将不可能变成可能呢？哪些服务，无论我们如何努力，是完全不可能实现的呢？ Yes.Nandimukhi?
I can read it. She wants to know about services that, you know, impossible is a word in the Fool's Dictionary, but there are some services that we get that are possible, and how do we get the spiritual power?
那么你在这里说到了不可能这个词只有在愚人的字典里才能够找到，但是当我们去做那些看起来不可能做的服务时，是如何被赋予灵性的力量去完成的？
How do we explain how to get spiritual empowerment and intellectually distinguish something that's already our own effort and something that becomes empowered by Krishna's empowerment? Is that something like that, right?
你想了解的是你这个授权，灵性的授权是如何被授权的，是吧？我们如何智慧的区分哪些服务是付出努力，或者哪一些是不可能变成可能的？
I think what her, I think there's a two-part answer to her question. One part.
我想对你的这个、
Go ahead, translate.
Yeah. 我想对你的这个问题的回答分为两个部分。
When Prabhupada says impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary, it has to do with something that's instructed by Krishna, and somebody says, oh, impossible. Something that's instructed by Krishna or the spiritual master carries the possibility to fulfill it. Within the instruction is the possibility to fulfill it. That's how impossible becomes possible.
那么你这里说到了不可，释迦帕帕的曾经说不可能只有在愚人的字典里才存在。那么当 Krishna 给出一个训示，或者是灵性导师给出一个训示的时候，可能有人说啊，不可能做到。但是 Krishna 的训示当中，灵性导师的训示当中已经蕴含着执行有能够去执行这一训令的力量，这就是怎么把不可能的转变为可能的。
On the material side of life, there are things that are impossible, and Prabhupada does use that word impossible many, many times. I'll give some examples.
在物质生活当中这一方面，有很多事情是不可能做到的。是帕帕德也多次说到了这一点。我会给大家举一个例子。
Here's a very simple example.
这里有一个非常简单的例子。
To live a life of sense gratification and to realize Krishna is impossible.
去了解就是could you repeat?
Sure. To live a life of sense gratification and to realize Krishna together, that's impossible.
Yeah. 那么一方面哈，释迦帕帕德说到了，一方面进行感官享乐的同时呢，又想去觉悟到 Krishna, 这是不可能的，不可能做到的。
Now I'll explain the context of Prabhupada speaking impossible as a word in a fool's dictionary. There's a pastime.
Okay. 那么我现在呢来讲一段。释迦帕帕德说到了不可能这个词只有出现只在愚人的字典里存在的一个背景啊一段故事。跟释迦帕帕德说的这句话是息息相关的一段故事。
Prabhupada was visiting in Los Angeles.
那一次释迦帕帕德去走访了洛杉矶。
At that time, the publication division of his books was based in Los Angeles.
那个时候呢，出版释迦帕帕德的基地基本上是在洛杉矶。
And Prabhupada wanted to know where they were in the publishing of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
然后释迦帕帕德想要了解到这个关于 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的出版的情况。
Because he had completed the entire 17 volumes and was moving on to cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, and they were still stuck in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
然后因为那个时候他已经翻译了这个整部的 Chaitanya Charitamrita 还有圣典薄伽瓦坛到第十篇的这个翻译，然后呢就在Chaitanya Charitamrita 出版这个 Chaitanya Charitamrita 这件事情上卡壳了，就停止了。
Prabhupada gave them a deadline to have the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita published, and the BBT in charge person said, that's not possible, Prabhupada.
然后释迦帕帕德就给了他们出版 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的这个最后的 这个期限哈，期限的日子。然后呢，当时主管 PPT 的负责人就说到，师父害怕的不可能做到。
We can certainly increase production and maybe, you know, four times the amount of time you said we can have it done. And Prabhupada said, I want it done by such and such time. But it's not possible. And he said it again. So, they did it. To fulfill the instruction of Prabhupada, they did a massive marathon. They nearly knocked themselves out. Silly. They slept very little and doubled up on, you know, the machines and everything and everything. And they finished it on time.
嗯。然后当时的这个负责人呢就对师父啪啪的说，那意思是再多给我们一些时间吧，给这个四倍出来的这个时间，师父啪啪的就给出了他一个具体的，仍然给了这个负责人一个具体的日子，必须在那一天，在某日，在哪一天去完全的把这个 Chaitanya Charitamrita 整部的 Chaitanya Charitamrita 出版出来。然后这个负责人当时还说到了不可能，但是最后他们做到了。就是因为施特帕帕德的这个训示，他们日以继夜的，就是用这个出版的机器成倍的哈，每天成倍的工作，然后最终就在施特帕帕德的定的那个日子，整部的整卷的这个 Chaitanya Charitamrita 全都出版出来了。
If you ever get the chance to hear Devamrita Swami speak when he visits in China,Ask him to tell the history because he was in the BBT in Los Angeles when that event took place.
Oh, 那么如果你们有机会的话，你们可以亲自去询问一下曾经去过中国来访中国的 Devamrita Swami, 问他这件事情，因为当时在出版，在洛杉矶，在出版Chaitanya Charitamrita 的过程当中，他也是其中的一员，所以他对此是非常熟悉的。
Now to go back to the question that was asked.
然后我们再回到刚才问的这个问题上。
Impossible is something that's material that's in conflict with spiritual reality. That's impossible.
嗯，那么这个不可能怎么理解这个不可能呢？跟灵性的，跟灵性相冲突的，如果去做跟灵性相冲突的这种物质的事情，在这方面存在着不可能。
You or I may have to prepare ourselves if we're given some very challenging service to do. But preparing yourself is part of executing the service.
嗯，那么我们要让自己时刻准备好去接受一个很具有挑战性的服务，去让自己去准备好去接受这样的一项服务。
In China, the little, summary version of Lilamrita has recently been published, yes?
Lilamrita. 那么在中国最近有一个版本的 Lilamrita, 出版了是吧，就帕帕德的这个生甘露。
When you...
You mean Shri Prabhupada Charitamrita?
When you read the early section of Lilamrita, you'll find Prabhupada preparing himself to fulfill the instruction given by Bhaktisiddhanta, which he considered to be not possible for him given his present circumstance. It took him 30 years to get on that boat.
那么当大家去阅读释迦牟尼佛的 Lilamrita,释迦牟尼佛的生平甘露的时候，在读到前面的部分，我们可以从中了解到释迦牟尼佛为他的灵性导师给予他的这个训示， 做出了相当长的一段的时间，他认为这个训示对于他来说是不可能去完成的，因为由于当时的这种历史背景和情况，他花了30多年的时间去准备为执行他的就是实现他的灵性导师给他的这个训示，他准备了30多年的时间，然后最终他踏上了这个启航的船上。
The instruction of his spiritual master carried him to success.
他的灵性导师的训示带领着他取得了成功。
And his faith and determination to carry out the instruction carried him to success.
他对他的灵性导师的训示坚定不移的信心和决心使把他带上了成功的领域。
If there's some instruction from Krishna or from Guru to carry out, it's not impossible.
去执行灵性导师或 Krishna 所赋予的这种训示不是不可能的。
Take, for example, controlling the mind.
例如控制心意，举例控制心意这个例子。
Impossible, right?
是不可能做到的，是不是？
That's what Arjuna said.
这是 Arjuna 说的。
But Krishna gave him mission possible instead of mission impossible.
但是呢Krishna 给了他这个训示，不可能的训示给了他，而这个不可能的训示成为了可能。
So,
不可能的使命成为了可能。
If something looks impossible, you may be a fool.
Looks impossible.
If a spiritual instruction looks impossible, you may be a fool.
如果你们把这个灵性的训示看作是不可能的话，那这个人就是个愚人，就是个傻瓜。
If you prepare yourself and call for lots of mercy, then it becomes possible.
如果你去好好的准备自己，并且呢，去强烈的呼唤仁慈，那么就能够成为可能，不可能的就能成为可能。
Let's go to the next question.
我们进入到下一个问题当中。这个问题是一位，谢谢老师，听帕帕德说过，中国奉献者是最后来 Krishna 知觉的，但是是最优秀的。听课说最优秀的不是最好的意思，确实目前没看出来我们有多么好。那帕帕说的最优秀的到底是什么意思呢？
I'm reading the English translation of this, and I'm completely unfamiliar with Prabhupada saying the Chinese devotees are the best.
那么我读了这个 Google 翻译成的英文，我完全对这一段非常的熟悉。去了帕帕的曾经说过，中国是最后的也是最好的，中国奉献者是最好的。
Now, if you heard that, I'd like to see the scripture that says that. But it may just be one of those Chinese stories, the Chinese whisper stories.
如果你们想去就是了解对此全去了解深入了解的话，我可以告诉大家经典当中所说的，我也可以告诉大家这个中国人互相窃窃私语的。
Next.
Gumaraj, you finished?
I'm finished. I never heard of such a thing, so I can't comment on it.
我从来没有听说过这事儿，所以呢，我不能够给出评述。
Surabhi, did I get it right? Oh,
yes.
Surabhi.
Yes, Bhumaharaj. Yes, because he actually, yeah, we from the, some authorities said in this way, Srila Prabhupada said that China is the last one, but the best.
But I'd like to see
Krishna.
It in writing before just some authority said. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.